بينهما نهرا وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا صدق الله العلي العظيم الفاتحة.
Cell phones can please be turned off or put on vibrate as to not disturb the rest of the event. And brothers and sisters, my apologies for not mentioning the presence of the respected resident Adam of the Imam Ali Center, Sheikh Islami. Let's welcome him with the loudest salawat.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم البصير من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعجل لهم مفرجا صاحب الزمان ولعن أعداء الدين إلى قيام يوم الدين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, it is indeed an honor for me to be here with you today. I am in the company of great mu'mineen and mu'minat, and in the company of great scholars as well. So I'm humbled to have the opportunity to stand in front of you and just share with you some experiences and some thoughts about how we can, on the occasion of the birth of the Savior of mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we can come together. Well, the ultimate question is, can we really come together? As the sister said, I grew up in a devout Sunni family, Shafi'i family to be specific. And I remember my mother, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her and give her a long life, insisting that we constantly read the Quran. As children, we had time to play, but the most important time for us was to read the Quran and to keep up the prayer one time. I remember enjoying going to school and going to Islamic education classes. And I have to tell my Shia brothers and sisters that I've never heard about Shias at that time. The first time I heard about Shias was in 11th grade by my Islamic studies teacher, who was asked by a Christian student who was sitting next to me. This student asked him, he said, Sheikh, can you talk about the events that followed the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby the companions disagreed and had wars amongst each other. Now the teacher's reaction was absolutely shocking to me and had a profound effect on me forever. The teacher's reaction was, the first thing that he said, he asked his Christian students to leave the room, and he scolded that student who asked the question. He said, first, you shouldn't have asked that question in front of Christians, and secondly, you shouldn't bring up things that happened in the past. Those are things in the past, we should never bring them up again. I feel cheated because I went to school to learn, and that teacher chose not to teach me. So I had a question in my mind all the time. Who are the Shias? A year later, I graduated from high school, came to the U.S., and I took it upon myself to go on a spiritual journey. The reason I'm sharing this with you, brothers and sisters, please bear with me. It's not about me, but it's about what really can bring us together, if anything can bring us together. And that spiritual journey took me to going and studying Christianity, studying Buddhism, and studying the different Muslim madhabs. I have to be honest with you that I had forgotten about the Shia madhab, but it was still, and I'm still very upset with that teacher, because his obligation was to teach me and he elected not to teach me. So I did my research, and I will share with you my theological research that helped me make the decision to become specifically an Ithna Ashari Shia. But what I wish I would share with you tonight is some honest and hard words that I hope, inshallah, both my Shia brothers and sisters and Sunni brothers and sisters can take to heart. Because Allah knows I will convey them to you with the purest of intentions. From the get-go, my Shia brothers and sisters were ambiguous. They were ambiguous in their messages. They were ambiguous in answering my questions. And I felt that they were apologetic and defensive. They confused me. Sayyid Dr. Muhammad Samawi Tijani, or Tijani Samawi from Tunisia, told me something one time that I really took to heart. He said, the biggest crime that we Shias commit or against our Sunni brothers and sisters is that we are a puzzle to them. Now, I know some brothers and sisters are sitting here and saying, what are you talking about? We're not a puzzle. We are a puzzle. Because when our brothers ask us questions, we are so careful about maintaining unity, which is important, that a lot of times we don't come out and give them the simple answers. Why do you think that the Shia, if not actually method, is the correct method? We try to avoid the answer because we don't want to upset the brothers. And that's a very kind and noble trait that we have. But did you ever stop and think for a minute that if you truly believe that you have the truth and you follow the truth, that you're cheating that person who is asking you that question from the truth, and that you'll be responsible? By the same token, I ask all of us as Muslims, if a Christian came to you and said to you, why do you think Islam is correct? Would you tell them, oh no, we believe the Trinity and the oneness of Allah are the same, one and the same? If you did, you're a mushrik. Would you accept to do that? Tough subjects that we try to avoid and dance around, like the subject of mut'a, like the subject of taqiyya, like the subject of why do you Shias make salah in a turban, a piece of clay. The answers are very clear and very simple. But we have often, and Shias still until today, try to avoid those questions. By the same token, as a Sunni, I had the same experiences with Shias answered us. We prejudged the Shias. The Shias were heretics, misguided. The Shias, when they say Allahu Akbar in the Salah, they really don't say Allahu Akbar. They say Khan al-Amin. Jibreel was supposed to go to Ali and he went to Muhammad ﷺ. The Shias practice all kinds of strange mut'as. The Shias have a different Quran. And we had a prejudgment. So they really never had a chance with us. Now, does anyone here dare tell me that that's not true? That we don't think, we don't treat each other like that? If, brothers and sisters, you came here expecting me to tell you, we're all brothers and sisters, let's hug and kiss and walk away from here, we don't have any differences, we don't have any divisions, then we are committing a crime. All of us. Yesterday, I was invited to speak at a university, a local university. The brother who heard that I was coming, the Sunni brother, called me up on my phone when I was in Venezuela. I said, "Brother, we're going to be in front of other people, Muslims,